who have been working on it with Trump's knowledge for a while. We put on the sound four of my fantastic ensemble for Trump versus Hollywood. They were Money Bee, Legendary, founded the very famous group Digital Underground. And there was Eric B., the legendary rapper that with Rakim made Hot History. There was the actor Zaya Washington. And for a brief moment, there was also Big Baby. As they appreciated the time he took, and we're talking half an hour, right?
Bond is set at $2 million cash for the Illinois teenager charged with killing two people during riots in Kenosha. Kyle Rittenhouse made his first appearance in court today since being extradited from Illinois on Friday. Rittenhouse facing six charges, including first-degree intentional homicide and first-degree reckless homicide for the August killings. Rittenhouse's attorneys are claiming self-defense. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
Good evening, America. It is.
That's optimistic.
It is. He said, she said. Actually, we are going nationwide. I'll tell you about that in a second. And, of course, we're with you weekdays. Actually, Mondays, 5 to 6. Jeff Carrere here with
Mimi Owens.
And we want to welcome all of our friends joining us at WGSO.com at 9:90 a.m. Also on your devices, your mobile devices, the Simple Radio and TuneIn Radio apps. Great to have everyone on board. In a minute, we'll be inviting, encouraging, welcoming your phone calls. Hey, we'd love to hear from you at 504-556-9696 to get your view of this election tomorrow. We are there. The countdown is on us, hours away. We're also streaming live on our Facebook page for He Said, She Said, and we're going to be...
We're back live on Facebook.
Yes, yes, hallelujah.
Well, I was unfriended by Facebook, so that was a little bit of a speed bump, but...
You and many others.
We're getting around it.
And of course, we're also going to be sharing this with our friend Jerry McLaughlin and the 20 Days to Save America, Jerry McLaughlin and his wife, Christy, have put together a great program, getting a lot of different contributors, and we're going to be sharing this video with them for their special presentation. So we're going to be going out to all of his people as well. So a lot to do today, and certainly we're in the final hours. Mimi, what's your sense of this presidential race?
Red wave, and we will know the results tomorrow night. So get your champagne ready, get with some friends, and let's get ready to...
Rumble?
Well, literally rumble, because there's...
That's what the...
Apparently there's going to be rumbling all over the place.
That's what Antifa wants to do,
rumble. They are putting up fence all around the White House that is unscalable as we speak. Mm-hmm. They're putting up gates all around the monuments, all around the streets to try to keep people out. And they're taking serious precautions, and it just makes me wonder why. Could it be because
they're threats?
We may get another 4 years.
Yeah, we may, and I certainly hope we do. We've got to. A video I just produced, Mimi, outlined what I think the choice is. It's communism versus socialism.
Yes.
It is whether we're going to have oil and gas, whether we're going to have fracking, whether we're going to have jobs, whether we're going to be America first, whether we're going to have borders. Or whether we're going to be globalist, count out of China.
Neocons. Nation building.
Endless wars, nation building, doing the bidding of China. So, I mean, the stakes are
Russia.
Astronomical.
Guess who endorsed Biden? Vladimir Putin.
Right. Well, I mean, I can understand why. Why would he want Donald Trump, who's going to rebuild our military, who's going to stand up to him, why wouldn't he want a guy like Biden who is compromised? Biden is compromised. Biden cannot get a national security clearance. if he were not a politician.
I mean,
he has been selling out his country. He's been doing influence peddling. He's on the payroll of some of these countries. The wife of the Russian, of the Moscow mayor, gave Hunter Biden $3.5 million. Why do you think she did that?
Oh, I could say something, but I won't.
So it is...
is he good
bad.
In bed? I'm sorry. They're the ones that did the whole Trump in a Russian hotel room with the golden showers. So, sorry.
And all that was just ludicrous. This is real. I mean, you've seen the Hunter Biden laptop. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the real deal.
Yeah.
And, of course, that is... That's scary.
Well, but no, the apathy in this country is amazing. You know, right now, Europe is in an uproar right now.
Yeah.
400-mile, okay, traffic jam to get out of Paris because they don't want those lockdowns to get into the countryside. You've got Spain in an uproar. Rome, Italy is in an uproar. We've got the shooting now that happened in... Where'd the shooting happen? It's going on right now.
Vienna.
We've got...
Thank you, Anthony.
Yes. We've got... thank you. Lots of stuff going on. And you know what it is they're not apathetic over there. If they feel something, they come to
right.
They come out in
droves.
Numbers. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we get 250 to show up at a rally, Jeff, we're doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we got 300 to show up at
right.
ours. But I'll tell you this... I think the American people don't want lockdowns. I think they want, as Clay and Huck say, liberty. And I think they've had enough of the lockdowns. I've had enough of all this madness, the mask mandates, all the different mandates. I'm done with it. And I think the vast majority of Americans are. You know, with Biden, we'll have more of it.
You know, speaking of mandates, it seems to me that the number one issue right now for the Biden-Harris campaign or the Harris-Biden administration, I think is it's COVID. But COVID is short term. There will be a vaccine coming up in the next 3 to 4, 5, maybe 6 weeks. And we do not know what this man wants to do for the next 4 years.
But
he's hiding behind COVID. Tell me what you want to do. Tell me what your views are on the Supreme Court. Tell me what your views are on
He can't even articulate any views. I mean, he's not mentally competent.
Yeah, but there's more to this. There's more. COVID will not be around
right.
for his entire administration. People need to know how he feels about oil and
well,
gas.
Well, we know how he feels about fracking.
And listen,
he wants to end
he would have never said that. He went against the playbook big time. Because they never, they sell an idea. Mm-hmm. They sell hope and change, and they never tell you what is hope and change.
Well,
what am I hoping for?
For Biden,
what are you going to change?
For Biden, the theme was build back better, which
build
he stole.
Build what back better? Tell me.
Which he stole from Boris Johnson in the UK. Biden's a plagiarist. He's been stealing from the UK for a long time. In his first race... He stole from Neil Kinnock, who was a politician, a labor politician, and he stole like whole passages and whole speeches, and he stole from Robert F. Kennedy, and he's been plagiarizing and lying for decades ever since, and he's plagiarized actually a lot of Donald Trump's campaign themes in his race, and I think it has been pretty clear. I can't articulate an original idea.
Okay, so I was telling you how I noticed this. So, because I actually do watch Biden's rallies.
Mannerisms?
His rallies.
Are they rallies or honkathons?
Okay, right. Honk if you agree. Anyway, and he has now started at the end, because you know how Trump always ends his rallies. Well, we are going to make it America safe again. We're going
right.
to keep... Blah, blah, blah. Okay, he does like that. And that's how you know that the rally's winding down. Okay. Well, Biden now has done the same thing. And he's like, we're going to bring back unity. We're going to bring back togetherness. We're going to bring back whatever. And then he ends his speech. And I'm like, dude, you just totally ripped off
well,
the way.
That's what he does.
He does his speech. Well, and he's been chasing Trump all wherever Trump goes and rallies. there's Biden right behind him. It's like there's nothing.
Well, actually, not really, because Trump will do five, then Biden might do two. And Trump will speak out there for an hour and a half. Biden will maybe get through 20 minutes. It's really amazing. They were possibly even thinking of electing a guy who's so compromised mentally, compromised morally, compromised, I think, in a criminal way.
I put the morally over the mentally.
I think
that's number one for me.
And then if he gets in there.
Bring back the soul of America? Yeah. I don't want that soul.
And can't complete a term, the most liberal United States senator will become our president.
I don't think we've been clear enough on our feelings.
Kamala Harris. Kamala. Unbelievable. All right, we'll come back and take some of your phone calls at 504-556-9696. Right here on He Said, She Said on WGSO.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
When there's a battle, bring strength.
When there's a problem, seek answers.
When there is doubt, give hope.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives with your gifts. Your heart could keep beating. Your kidneys could keep filtering. And your intestines could keep on digesting for others. And that's not all. You can improve the lives of 50 more people as an eye and tissue donor. Restoring sight and health. And you're not just helping out the person receiving the transplant. You're touching whole families with your life-saving gift. Register in minutes. Just go to organdonor.gov. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
All right, welcome back. It's He Said, She Said on the airwaves on WGSO. We're 990 AM, WGSO.com, mobile devices, TuneIn Radio, our Simple Radio app. We're also on Facebook Live. And also we'll be on 20 Days to Save America. McLaughlin's will have our video posted there. So a lot of different places where you can see today's show. And Mimi, ready to take some calls?
It's our pre-election show.
And we'll make some predictions at the end. I think I already know what your prediction is going to be. But let's go to our friend Matthew in Metairie. What's going on, Matthew? Good evening.
So the first question I have to ask, and I've been wondering this ever since I first heard this, is what kind of experience can Hunter Biden possibly give that would be worth $3.5 million? That is a heck of a roll in the hay, wouldn't you say?
I think
that is a heck of a roll in the hay. Thank you.
All he is giving is his last name. That's the only thing he's giving. He's just selling his name.
I've seen the videos. That is not all he's giving.
Okay. Well.
Okay. There we go.
That's not $3.5 million
worth. $3.5 million.
Right. No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay. Now, Jeff, I saw your video, and I have to disagree.
Okay.
This election is not capitalism versus socialism. This election is apparently health versus death. Apparently, Joe Biden will keep us all alive from the evil Wu flu by forcing us to stay home and putting us on universal basic income, like the Fourth Industrial Revolution says, or we can continue to live our lives as independent, autonomous germ carrier.
Well, and let me just add this. If they have such a great plan that's going to save us, Kamala is already in the Senate. And she had the power. They could all rally and say, this is our plan. This is what we need. And they pass laws. If it's such a great, fantastic plan that they're going to do, mm-hmm. why have they not suggested it or done something? Mm-hmm. They've done nothing.
Well, it's easier to criticize than it is to put forward something.
Go ahead. It can only be done by executive order.
Yeah.
So
here's the deal, Matthew. Because
as a health clause?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, that's that new amendment.
Because the media is in their corner, they're using COVID as a way to try to defeat Trump. They figure it's their best chance to do it. So they don't want to talk about their socialism. They don't want to talk about their opposition to fracking. They don't want to talk about their radical views on everything from abortion to all the other issues of the day. The border, open borders. Yeah, I had on someone you would like, Mark Walters, today, talking about gun rights, and he is very concerned about the future of the Second Amendment if Joe Biden is elected president.
Oh, there's no future for the Second Amendment. I mean, it'll still exist. There'll be a paper document,
right,
that outlines the Second Amendment, but I mean, it's been chewed up in a bipartisan fashion forever anyway. It's a shred of its former glory, but we could argue that point another day. To save what we have and possibly work on making it better, we've got to get Trump in. But, you know, the media is going to do their best to convince everybody that Donald Trump is the plague president. He wants you to die.
Well, you
Orange
know what?
Orange man bad.
What? When you think That's about right. it, and Matthew, I appreciate you kicking us off. When you think about it, what they have done in response to COVID has actually been amazing. They put together the task force. They put together Operation Warp Speed. They got the supplies necessary for PPE, the ventilator production. They got the extra hospital beds to the areas in need. They got, of course, everything moving with this vaccine. And this coronavirus task force was put together and put together all these phases, which I don't particularly agree with or not. But
oh, my God, you're opining.
I just think...
I want to jump in.
I just think what they've done is amazing.
It is. And it's everything that Biden says he wants to do, which is have quicker testing, more testing.
Right.
Of course, we're testing. How else would we not, you know that the numbers are going up? You know, I've been tested for COVID 4 or 5 times, and I had rapid testing results every time. I knew within 15 right. minutes. We already have it. You know, we've got the medicine right now that helps you recover, mm-hmm. Which, in other words, is a cure. And then,
well, hydroxychloroquine is the cure, I think. Hydroxychloroquine.
I know. That's so 2019. We're on to...
I'm sorry. I just interviewed Dr. Simone Gold, America's Frontline Doctors. And, I mean, we talked about how hydroxychloroquine has got a record of success. I mean, it is. It is the answer.
No, but that's putting bleach in your... Why would you do
bleach?
That?
Bleach. Oh, my gosh. 504-556-9696.
You know, Obama was actually out there, but he repeated... How would you like to not have a president for once that doesn't tell you... You have to put bleach, or that there's world cabals, and it's like,
well, Obama's a liar.
Conspiracy theories. Well,
Obama's a liar.
You just listed a conspiracy theory, which is that the president said put bleach.
And also, they say over and over and over again that the president said that white supremacists were fine people in Charlottesville when he was
Anyone
talking about
anyone that's not on that side. Okay, mm-hmm. A counter protester. Period, mm-hmm. is a white supremacist. And that's what our side doesn't understand.
Yeah.
Everyone, if you are not for removing monuments, Black Lives Matter, any of those groups, right. you are a white supremacist.
Well, he specifically said he's not including the white supremacists in there. He was talking about the people like you and me and others who want to preserve monuments.
But they think we are white supremacists.
But the media loves to tell that lie. I mean, they've been saying so many lies
but
over and over again.
It's not a lie to them.
It is a lie.
Go look up white supremacists.
I don't care what they
in the 2020
version. I don't care what they think about it. That's a lie.
But I'm telling you,
that's a warped mind. Yeah. That really is.
Yeah, it is.
All right, let's go to Jim, who is with us in Gretna. Hey, Jim, how are you? Good evening.
Good evening, Mimi and Jeff. I just want to say that I hope if Trump wins that he actually gets and appoints a head of the DOJ that has cojones. I think the perfect guy would have been and may still be Rudy Giuliani, because the man Giuliani is fearless. He's very, very, very smart, and he takes pride in putting criminals away. And the reason I say that is because I was listening to an interview with Giuliani late last week, and the interviewer asked him, "What do you think about Barr? Why has there been no action on the coup or on Hillary Clinton?" And Giuliani basically said, "Barr is a very smart guy. Barr is a good moral man, but he's afraid. He's afraid that his reputation and his legacy will be destroyed."
I think that's it.
And what happened to the men who stood for the rule of law? Where are they? Is Rudy Giuliani the only one who's left?
I mean, I see a few. How about Joe DiGenova? I mean, he seems like the kind of guy who would do it. What about somebody like Judge Jeanine? I mean, there do seem to be some people that will stand up.
They will. But it is a very, very scary thing to think about putting these powerful people in jail. It does take a certain kind of chutzpah to say, it doesn't matter who you are, you're going to go down. And we haven't put anyone, we haven't had treason trials. And when's the last time?
They have that attitude when they're talking about Republicans. It's just when they talk about Democrats that they don't have that attitude.
Right.
I mean, they're fine sending in 29 agents to break down the door of Roger Stone's house or go after Paul Manafort. I mean, they have no qualms about doing that.
Right.
Or George Papadopoulos setting him up. No qualms about doing that. But they have a lot of problem going after people like Hillary Clinton. You know, Jim, I think Joe Biden's even more compromised than Hillary Clinton. I think he's even more guilty than Hillary Clinton was.
He is. But I want to make one quick comment about the Second Amendment. And I learned this last week. The current estimate of firearms privately owned in this country is 400 million. And just to put that in perspective, that is more firearms than the combined. I'm
people.
Talking about small arms, of course.
Right.
But that is more small arms
than people.
Than the combined small arms owned by the entire planet's military. And another statistic to put that in perspective. The combined number of small arms owned by law enforcement in this country is 10 million. There are more AR-15 privately owned firearms in this country, 16 million, than there are small arms by law enforcement.
Wow. So Beto's going to have a hard time rounding all those up.
Well, and just be careful who you piss off.
I mean, Beto said, hell yeah, we're coming after your AR-15s. And famously, Joe Biden said, hey, this guy's going to be my point person on guns.
It's amazing.
All right, more He Said, She Said coming your way right here on WGS Show. Jeff Carrere, Mimi Owens with you, 504-556-9696 to join us. We'll be right back.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another, and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are offering their closing messages to voters who may still be on the fence in the final day before the 2020 election.
We created a record 11.4 million jobs in the last 5 months, while foreign nations are in a free fall, and you see what's happening all over the world.
The former vice president sharing his hopes for Election Day.
America will be heard. When America's heard, I believe the message is going to be loud and clear. It's time for Donald Trump to pack his bags and go home.
A federal judge is rejecting an effort to invalidate roughly 127,000 drive-through votes cast in Harris County, Texas, saying he believes the plaintiffs who brought the case did not have standing to sue. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Good morning, class. A quick head count. Tiffany.
Here.
Zach.
Yup.
Steven. Steven. Is he absent again?
For many kids, just getting to school feels like a challenge. Staying through graduation is even harder. That's where Communities and Schools comes in. A powerful community of caring adults, working with vulnerable kids in schools every day, helping them overcome the barriers that stand in the way of learning. Hunger, homelessness, health problems, and even emotional trauma. Communities in Schools. We're inside schools partnering with teachers and counselors, empowering at-risk kids by providing supportive relationships, doing whatever it takes to help them thrive in school and have brighter futures. Communities in Schools. We're in schools to help kids stay in school. See how we help all kids succeed at communitiesinschools.org.
Hey, Dad. How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
All right. He said, she said, right here on the airwaves on WGSO. Jeff Carriere here.
With Mimi Owens.
And we're taking some calls at 504-556-9696. Mimi, of course, there's a lot of uncertainty about the election. People are worried. Walmart is taking guns and ammo off the shelves. People are boarding up houses and businesses.
I actually agree with that.
The White House, as you talked about, they're putting this fence around that.
That's unscalable.
Can't be scaled. So do you think all this is warranted?
Okay, so the cities that are boarding up are cities that are supposed to go blue and have traditionally done that always. Okay, mm-hmm. So Washington, D.C., why are you boarding up if you're so worried? New York City, why are you boarding up? Shouldn't you be winning that? Shouldn't you? California, why are you boarding up? That's supposed to go to Biden.
Is this a worry that Donald J. Trump could win?
It's so obvious. And then today, Biden puts out a poll, or not a poll, it was like some sort of newsletter. And it said, folks, the polls are not as the media portrays. This is an official Joe Biden post. Please.
Send me your money.
Send the money. And,
give me your money.
And they have, Biden says he's down in Michigan, Arizona, and Florida.
North Carolina.
And that is
right.
Not what you are hearing. And here he is right now.
So
in the 11th hour, you know, saying we're down and the polls are wrong.
You know what's interesting? Joe Biden is more honest than the pollsters and the media. That says a lot. And this guy's a liar.
Only because he's forced to, because he wants people to get out there.
Right. So, I mean, it is so bad that...
he's having to tell the truth.
And the pollsters and the media are lying that much.
Oh, no. They are so worried that they're going to get this wrong and that they're going to all be obsolete. Like, yeah. Who cares about pollsters?
They really should have been obsolete after 2016 because so many of them got it wrong. And, you know, hopefully we'll have the same night, the same look on their faces, the same embarrassment,
look,
the same dejection. I cannot wait for that to happen. That'll be a beautiful thing.
And this is the deal. Why do we need to know who thinks is going to win? Okay, the only time you do that is when you're gambling on a football game or whatever. But other than that, we all wait to find out who's going to win. So why do we need to be hit over the head with this for 8 or 9 months by people who really have no idea?
And here's a prediction. What they're going to do tomorrow is get out all these exit polls early. And these exit polls are going to be negative about Donald Trump. All of this, the pre-election day polls, the polls on election day, the exit voting polls, all are an attempt to suppress Donald Trump voters, in my opinion. All right, let's take some calls, 504-556-9696 to join us on He Said, She Said right here on WGSO. We'll welcome the professor, Joseph in Metairie. How are you, my friend?
Now, here's two things that you have to think about regarding crowd control. These are, which one, I don't know what you want to call them, weapons, or they're crowd control devices or whatever, inventions. There's two things. One came out in a few years, what was it? Remember Ferguson, Missouri?
2015, I think. Mm-hmm.
Okay. At Ferguson, Missouri, I believe it was in the hands of the Army. They had something that makes your skin feel like it's on fire. It's a microwave weapon. It's some sort of microwave crowd control weapon where if you turn it on to people, you're aiming at the crowd that you want to see dispersed or, scatter.
I've seen video about it. Mm-hmm.
But I think it was aimed mostly at the African American population there, because they were the ones that were in the streets. The second one, which I think is very interesting, I'm not going to get too descriptive, but when it's turned on and it's aimed at the group that you want to see very uncomfortable, so they will go somewhere else with their protest or whatever. The result is that you actually you lose control of your bowels. You actually defecate on yourself.
Oh, my gosh. That's a messy Joseph. Situation.
This messy.
It's been talked about.
You need the hazmat team after that.
So you're telling me it's a real stinky situation.
Mm-hmm. Popular Science magazine has had it, and I believe it's been on the History Channel.
Well,
so the thing is,
that'll disperse a crowd.
So that is what we could hear about or see about.
Okay.
Happening as a result of what happens last night.
Joseph, I'm going to tell you right now, we're not going to need a weapon to make them shard on themselves, because when Donald Trump wins tomorrow, they're all going to be doing it.
All right, my friend. Joseph from Metairie, the professor, with us. Our talk line, 504-556-9696. Do you think there'll be riots? I mean, do you think there'll be chaos in the streets?
1,000%. If you just get on social media, it's everywhere. You don't have to look very closely, and they were planning it for whatever way it went. Because if Biden wins, they need to get him far left to the progressives. So they're going to push him, and they're going to say, "We are not going to stop until you do what we want you to do." So this isn't going to stop. The only way that these riots stop is if Trump wins, because when he wins, he's coming in there with the National Guard. He's going to say insurrection, insurrection, you're all going
home.
Here's
what I know. Donald Trump
what
supporters.
What you know or what you think?
I know this. Donald Trump supporters do not riot. I mean, these are people that are patriots, they're law-abiding people. They're not going to create mayhem, chaos in the streets. I've seen video after video all over the country of these Antifa riots. And what happens is these folks beat up, they target Trump supporters. Trump supporters defend themselves if they have to, but the aggression is coming from the far left.
And 11 Antifa members in New York City last night were arrested for attacking Trump supporters.
There you go. I mean, it's happening all over the country. And I thought Bill Barr was going to go after the Antifa organization, go after the donors that are putting it together, the organizers. And we never got that kind of prosecution.
I think after the election.
Okay. And it all depends on Donald Trump.
And the Durham report's going to come out.
The Durham report. Yeah. All these things we've been waiting on for months.
If you think Donald Trump's demeanor has been aggressive for these last 3.5 years, just wait till
we get. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Just wait till we get.
And that'll be a good thing.
4 more years, Trump.
That'll be
a good thing. He's going to go nuclear, and he's going to be calling all these people out. And he's going to, I want these people charged. I want these people looked into. I mean, when you've got a car rally in Texas where they surround a Biden, camper buses?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the FBI is investigating them?
That's
them?
A ridiculous thing. We can't get the FBI to investigate Hunter Biden. They've been sitting on Hunter Biden's laptop for a year. But they're going to investigate a bunch of Trump people that are driving their cars around a Biden bus?
Look,
worthy of an FBI investigation? Are
you kidding
me?
You can only get rocks and bats and frozen urine and feces. They throw these things at their opposition. You can only have that for so long before you decide, I've had enough. I'm not doing this anymore.
Well, there's a guy.
But then they get called white supremacists.
There's a guy named Andy.
He's not.
Andy Ngo, who is a journalist.
And you should follow him. It's NGO, his last name.
And he has been probably the foremost independent journalist who's been covering Antifa.
Exclusively.
And he has put his really life on the line. And
several times.
They have attacked him, and he has been targeted. And over again, they'll go after him. And he is just an outstanding, courageous journalist. And check him out online, because he has highlighted what these people are all about. And as you say, maybe after the election, we'll get justice.
And he's written a book.
Good for him. We'll have to interview him. Our talk line, 504-556-9696, right here in the airwaves on He Said, She Said on WGSO. Also on Facebook Live today. We're back in action. And, of course, a lot going on given, of course, an overview of the election. Also, tomorrow, we've got a public service commissioner on the ballot. A lot of candidates running in that race. The races for Congress, U.S. Senate. Bill Cassidy trying to avoid a runoff in that election. All the amendments are on the ballot, and plenty of other judgeship elections in New Orleans, and that's really
well. And people forget, judges are important. That's how they either uphold the laws or they dismiss them. And we have been losing in Louisiana because these judges are, you know, legislating from the bench. Don't forget about our judges.
Especially in Orleans, a lot of big races and a lot on the line in Orleans where, you know, the criminal justice system is really in chaos. All right, a lot to get to. 504-556-9696, our talk line. Open line here on the program. It's He Said, She Said with Jeff Carrera and Mimi Owens on WGSO. Check us out on Facebook on the He Said, She Said page, broadcasting live. And, of course, we want to hear you on the airwaves as well. Let's take care of some business. We'll be right back. Says, baby,
hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
We once again join our partners Stand Up to Cancer in reaffirming a commitment to the fight against cancer. Since 2008, Major League Baseball, its fans, players, and coaches have delivered a powerful, determined message that we, together, will defeat cancer.
I'm Matt Damon.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
Jordana Brewster.
Zachary Levi.
I'm Uzo Aduba.
Cancer has in some way touched all of us.
So join Major League Baseball and Stand Up to Cancer as we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
Hey, welcome back. It's WGSO. Thanks for joining us here for He Said, She Said. Jeff Carrera here.
Yeah, with Mimi Owens.
And Mimi, we've got a big battle going on in New Orleans now. You've got some precinct sites that don't have power, and Helena Moreno, LaToya Cantrell accusing Kyle Ardoin, the Secretary of State, of negligence. Initially, it was 11 polling sites, so we're going to need backup power. Now we're down to 3, so I think they're going to be generators at these sites.
How can it be his fault for lack of power?
Well, that he's not having generators there to make sure there's power for the voting machines.
Isn't that the mayor's job? Why would that be his job?
Well, they say he runs the elections, so they're blaming him.
Yeah, but his machines work if the power were on. Mm-hmm. So why don't you get with...
Entergy?
Yes. Mm-hmm. How about that?
They worked it out so that now there'll be generators, so everyone who wants to vote will be
able to vote.
Is
she not capable of rounding up generators?
I guess she doesn't want to pay for them because she doesn't have any money. Because, of course, there's been no economic activity in New
Bingo.
Orleans for months. And no money's coming in. So how do they have money for generators?
You know, it's really funny. I see that LaToya, she loves to take the money in. She hates to put the money out.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
And this whole thing has just been very painful to watch Landrieu and Cantrell just...
12, almost 12 years.
Ruin what used to be
Well, I mean,
so great.
Then the guy before that, you know, went to prison. So let's not say that those 8 years were awesome either. Ray Nagin.
Yeah, but his first term outside of Katrina, before Katrina, I wasn't like all up in arms. Yeah. It wasn't like.
But he was exposed after Katrina. He wasn't any great shakes.
The money thing was a personal thing. I'm saying the city itself. Running the city, I didn't feel the way I feel right now.
Yeah, but he blew any kind of reputation he had after Katrina. So, I mean, we've had multiple mayors in a row who have been just terrible. And by the way, after we get through this election, the next big election is the race for mayor of New Orleans, which will be next fall. So hopefully there'll be lots of candidates running for mayor.
I nominate Adrian Bruno.
Adrian Bruno.
If you're listening, Adrian.
504-55. He's a good guy.
No, Adrian, he is. Adrian and he's passionate.
Would be light years better. He's a regular on my program.
He could run on the what do you got to lose ticket.
Mm-hmm.
It can't get worse. Yeah. How about that? Can't get worse.
He loves New Orleans, and he's an intelligent guy.
Go Republican. It can't get worse.
He's got an R behind his name, so we'll see.
And the name Bruno is already popular in the city of New Orleans,
and they
would never notice that it's spelled differently. I bet you money.
Well, but his dad was a longtime politician, right. So his dad served for years and years in the legislature and was very well respected. All right, 504-556-9696, open line here on the program, and let's go to the calls. Next in line. Our fired up friend, the one and only Cajun Buccaneer. How are you? Welcome.
I am greatly blessed. I'm doing my very best to protect all of our blessings, and you got to be doing the same thing. Get out and vote in person. Protect the integrity of voting. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden plan to force everyone to permanently wear a Mark of the Beast death mask. Next, these deep state puppets will try to force everyone to take monthly mandatory vaccination, assassination, extermination, flu shots. Force government compliance, mandatory death mask wearing can and will murder one-third of mankind if not stopped. Wearing a Mark of the Beast mask robbed you of at least one-third of anyone's normal oxygen intake. Additionally, the death mask forces everyone to re-inhale our own CO2 and germ pathogens. All of this accelerates aging, heart and lung and nose cancers, pneumonia, COPD, and many other diseases. Bounce back bigger, America. Just say no to the Mark of the Beast mask. Vote in person. Yeah!
Woo, he's fired up.
You know, he's like Dr. Cajun Buccaneer.
Woo!
He had a lot of health tips right there. And
he sure did.
Was speaking some truth about those masks. And he's fired up about it. And, of course, a lot of people will be voting tomorrow. You and I will be voting tomorrow.
Yes, that's a big update. I'm able to vote, folks.
Yay.
We got it straightened out. As a matter of fact, the lady at the Registrar of Voters said, if they don't let you vote, you call me and I will give them an earful. I said, yes, I like you.
You know what's good is that, you know, when you vote in person, you can feel a part of this American process. I mean, it just to me is better to do it on election day.
I just want the sticker.
Because, you know, you're part of the excitement. You've been leading up to this this has really been 4 years in coming because they never ended the 2016 election. It never ended.
No.
I mean, it's just been one continual election ever since. I mean, I remember the inauguration.
They didn't concede quietly. There was no peaceful transition to power.
They were trying to impeach him the day of the inauguration. They were trying to impeach him the day after. I mean, they were trying to negate the election, I mean, even before he was inaugurated. So, I mean, it was never one day of peace, never one day of unity, never one day of a honeymoon. And now we're at it again 4 years later, and I hope and pray that he's going to be there inaugurated in January 2021.
Jeff Cruer, he is winning tomorrow night, okay? You and I will be toasting with some champagne, with some friends, and I am predicting that it will be called tomorrow night. Listen, he won Pennsylvania without Philadelphia. If Philadelphia wants to take a week to count their ballots, I don't care, because he's going to win the state before they even have to count one ballot. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that people are coming out, and I think this whole mail-in shenanigans, there's more people voted in person right now than have mailed in ballots in every state. We will know tomorrow night.
And of course, the Democrats are going to try to make sure that we don't know. So the Trump margin is going to have to be big enough so that people are going to say, hey, no matter what kind of shenanigans they pull, Donald Trump has won. And it seems to be moving in the president's direction. It seems like the momentum is with him. And how can it not be? Because you see the rallies, you see the enthusiasm, and then you see Biden. You see Biden.
Democrat network are you looking forward to the most after he wins watching? I can't decide whether it's Don Lemon.
Oh, my gosh.
Anderson Cooper or Rachel Maddow. That would be more satisfying. I think it's Don Lemon, but... Rachel Maddow was extremely satisfying when she started crying.
They're all horrible. They're all horrible. you know, the major news networks are horrible. Lester Holt is horrible. You know, the people on CBS are horrible. George Stephanopoulos.
Okay, but which one are you looking? Whose tears would be the most satisfying?
I guess the one who I think is the worst is... maybe this Anderson Cooper. I mean, I just don't like
so his
Anderson
tears
Cooper.
would make you. That's what we're debating right here. Who?
But then
tears
there's Chris Cuomo. Hate him.
Chris Cuomo tears are salty.
Then there's
I
Jake
can't
Tapper.
Wait for those.
I don't like him. Then there's you know, Brian Williams.
Cuomo
liar.
Tears.
I don't like him.
I changed my mind. It's Cuomo tears.
Then there's Lawrence O'Donnell. I mean, there's so many just phonies on these networks.
Yeah, they're all terrible. Phony, and I will take all the tears, okay? I'm not going to just watch one person. I want to, you know, and I'm sure there'll be a good montage by Sean Hannity, but Cuomo tears would be very satisfying.
Yeah, I think they're all hopefully going to be
AOC
very
tears.
Upset.
AOC tears.
But actually, maybe the one I would most look forward to seeing is Hillary Clinton. I'd love to see her tears.
That woman
once
doesn't cry.
More.
She just yells
and
throws things
once more. And then we're going to have, hopefully, the joy of seeing some of these Hollywood stars live up to their promise and actually leave America. If
Chelsea
Donald Trump
Handler,
wins.
Those are some good tears. Chelsea Handler telling 50 Cent he ain't black.
What about the ladies on
I had to remind you.
What about the quote-unquote ladies on The View? How about all of them? How about Joy
Behar
tears? Oh,
Joy tears.
How about Whoopi tears?
Whoopi tears.
Mm-hmm.
How about that Rhino McCain?
Oh, Meghan McCain. I don't like her. I don't like any of them.
These are good tears.
They don't have one decent Trump supporter on that show. They're all bad.
Mm-mm.
So I would just say hopefully there'll be a lot of crying going on tomorrow night. A lot
it's
going
to be fun. And guess what? If I have to stay up till 2 a.m. because the anchors refuse to call, the different states refuse to call.
It might be an all-nighter. Might be an all-nighter.
I stayed up till 2 a.m. the first time.
All right, Mimi, it's been a lot of fun.
Yes.
And, of course, get out there and vote.
And we'll be together on Wednesday. When I'm an all-star, and so that'll be fun talking about.
So we'll, of course, check out Ringside Show tomorrow, 7 to 11. Mimi joins me and others Wednesday for the post-election analysis. And keep it right here on WGSO, 990 AM. A lot going on. Next up is Something to Say. And, of course, other great programming coming your way later on this evening.
And vote, vote, vote.
Don't forget... the most important election.
I mean, how could you forget? But
in
but
our
vote.
Nation's history is coming up tomorrow. All right, thanks everybody. We'll see you next week for another edition of He Said, She Said.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with 3 locations to serve you. Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
In the last debate, President Trump asked Joe Biden a very simple but very big question. Does Biden want to close down the oil industry? Listen to Joe Biden's response.
Have a transition from the oil industry, yes.
No oil? That means no jobs.
Yes.
That means a depression for Louisiana.
Yes.
Bill Cassidy and President Trump have a message for Joe Biden. You won't kill those jobs. You won't kill those paychecks. We will stop you. This election, use your ballot to stand and fight. Vote like your family's future and Louisiana's future are at stake. Because they are. To protect our jobs, to protect our state, defeat Joe Biden. Stand with President Trump and re-elect Bill Cassidy to the U.S. Senate. Here's President Trump.
Bill Cassidy, he's incredible.
I'm Bill Cassidy. I approve this message. Paid for by Bill Cassidy for U.S. Senate.
This is Alex Jones. Listen to me on WGSO 990 AM, the only locally owned independent news talk station in New Orleans.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are continuing to lay out their closing messages on the eve of Election Day in a last-ditch effort to tilt the race in their favor.
We understand the disease, and now we opened it up. And by the way, Pennsylvania...